Governor Gavin Newsom's office tonight says the governor plans to impose a moratorium on the death penalty in California by executive order tomorrow. Joining us now on the KCBS Newsline as we try to unravel the impacts of this move is Santa Clara University law professor Ellen Kreitzberg. She specializes in criminal law and the death penalty. Professor, thank you for your valuable time this evening.
You're welcome.
Let me ask, we haven't executed anyone in California since 2006. What is the significance of the governor and an executive order?
Well, the governor has indicated that he, by declaring a moratorium, that he will no longer be signing, or he will not be signing any death warrants in California. So we have 740 people on death row in California, somewhere around 20 of which have really exhausted most of their appeals, and so they're lining up ready for execution. So although we've not had an execution since 2006, in the very near future, it was likely that the executions were going to begin. And the governor, in a show of tremendous leadership, has announced that it's not going to happen on his watch.
Any particular reason why the governor, you think, is doing this?
Governor Newsom has long been an opponent of the death penalty, so it's not surprising that this is something he's interested in. And I think with recent movements around the state and the country for criminal justice reform, to end mass incarceration, to modify some of the conditions in our institutions, you really can't address major criminal justice reform without addressing the death penalty. And I think he probably recognized that this step has to be taken before you can take other steps as well.
How about legal challenges, Professor? There are a lot of people who support the death penalty.
There is no legal challenge to his ability to not sign a warrant of a sentence of death. There is no way to compel him to do that. The death penalty law still exists in California. If district attorneys think it's appropriate, they can file special circumstances. They can seek the death penalty in individual trials. They can ask juries to impose it. So in that sense, the death penalty will continue. What the governor has done is, at the executive end, there will be no executions. There will be no death warrants signed.
So if I understand this correctly, Professor, a death sentence can still be handed down in a murder case, or let's say a murder case here in California. It just won't be carried out.
That's correct, which is really has been the state of the law in California almost since they began the death penalty. We have 740 people on death row. We've had 13 executions since the modern death penalty in 1978. California has never really seen fit to execute people. We spend billions and billions of dollars housing them on death row and really losing money from resources where it should go to solve our homicides or solve our rapes. 50% of our homicides in California are unsolved. Rape kits are sitting on the shelves, and we pour billions of dollars into a death penalty for single individual murders.
Final question for you, Professor. Where do you think this puts Governor Gavin Newsom in terms of using an executive order to virtually end the death penalty under his term? Is it a move that will stay with him for a while, or do you think it's going to have repercussions?
Well, it'll certainly get a large reaction, but I think the governor has shown great leadership in addressing an issue that clearly doesn't work. When we look at other states around the country that have ultimately abolished it, like Oregon, Colorado, Pennsylvania, those governors initially declared moratoriums to take a pause to look at it and study it. I think the governor recognizes that the death penalty system is rooted in a legacy of racial oppression. There's a direct line from issues of slavery, Jim Crow laws, to now our imposition of the death penalty. And I think the governor recognizes that our criminal justice system should no longer tolerate it.